Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
The M16 is a lightweight 5.56mm air-cooled gas-operated magazine-fed assault rifle. I learned that little ditty during my laughably inglorious military career. It was the Vietnam War. The M14, that nicely balanced, elegantly wood-paneled rifle I was carrying in basic training, suddenly got replaced by the new M16, which I hated. Felt like a cheap toy, all plastic and aluminum, hard to control on full automatic, prone to jamming. Today, I hate that gun even more. You see, it now comes in a civilian version, the AR-15. And that, of course, is the weapon of choice for school shooters and other mass murderers. Why? Because in some states, like Florida, it's easier to get than a handgun. Because it can take a big magazine, and after you've emptied all those bullets into a few kids, you can quickly swap in a new one and kill some more. Because you can accessorize the AR-15 like a Barbie doll with scopes and grips, even make it work like a machine gun. What I really hate is the AR-15's effect on human flesh. It fires a lightweight round with a big charge and a high muscle velocity. After the round hits, say, a child, it rips, tears, zigs and zags. It turns bones into shards, organs into jelly. It leaves a huge exit wound. Don't blame the weapon. It was designed to kill enemy soldiers in battle. Its civilian fans use it for target shooting and hunting, though that's not its strength. Some of them say the AR-15 is dandy for household defense and for the ultimate battle with our tyrannical government. Good luck with that. If you look at the marketing for the AR-15 and other military-style rifles, you'll see their true appeal. They look cool. They make the user feel all sleek and tough and soldierly, like in the movies and the video games. Just the thing for the fragile male ego of a would-be mass killer. In 1994, we banned the AR-15 and its cousins. Gun crimes didn't go down, but mass shootings did by about 40%. The ban expired after a decade and Congress failed to renew it. In the following decade, mass shootings rose 180%. After last week's massacre in Florida and all the other recent tragedies, maybe it's time to revive that ban. The AR-15 is an exotic weapon, good for one thing, killing and maiming lots of people. That's fine in war, not in school. Enough is enough. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.